So I'm going to talk about the MBTA ride and how to schedule your own trips online. If you are a ride client, you know the MBTA has gone through some major changes over the last couple of months. Their route match software just wasn't doing what it was supposed to, but they made some front end changes to consumers, and it hasn't been an easy transition. And going backwards, in some ways, is going backwards. But there's one good piece of news, and that is they went back to the way you used to be able to book trips online with a system called Adept. And it's much better than the route match system. You know, Jerry explained it. He did a great job of it, but I know it took him a while to figure it out. It was quite convoluted. The new system, the new slash old system, because this is the system that was in place, up to 2 or 3 years ago, works very, very well, very quickly, and predictably, using standard screen reader keystrokes that we all know for filling out forms and so on. If you have not done so already, and you want to use this, the first thing you have to do, and I'll send an email on the announce list. You may have gotten that email, and you might have done this already, but it's the first step, is you have to fill out a form where you list down your 9 favorite locations. And if those 9 locations are your pickup and destinations, then you can go ahead and book online. If you do have a pickup or a destination that is not one of those 9, because you're limited, then you're going to have to call the ride and do it that way. So once you've set up those 9, I think you are sent a notice that now you can book online. Maybe, if I remember, it took a couple of days, 2, 3 days, something like that. And then there is a website that you will go to where you will log in with your ride number, your 7-digit ride number, as your user ID and your 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4-digit year birthday as your password. And then you hit enter and get in. I have a recorded demo. It's about 10 or 11 minutes.
I'm going to go over the layout of the dashboard for the Adept system for the MBTA ride for scheduling trips. And then I'm actually going to schedule a trip. And we're going to see that this works very well with the standard screen reading keystrokes that you normally use. I should mention that I am using the most current JAWS 2022, as well as Google Chrome. So I first went to the login page where I put in my 7-digit ride ID. And then as a password, I put in my birthday as my 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4-digit year. And there was a sign-in button or a login button underneath that. I hit enter there, and I'm now on the dashboard. This dashboard is set out very nicely with headings. So I'm just going to hit H to go to the first heading.
Current trips heading level 2.
And here we have my currently scheduled trips that you can navigate using table commands. So I'm going to hit T.
Table with 4 columns and 2 rows. Column 1, row 1. Date/time.
I'm going to hit Control Alt Down Arrow to go to that first trip.
Friday 12/03/2021 requested pickup time -5:15 p.m. Pickup window -5:15 p.m. -5:45 p.m. Row 2.
I'll hit Control Alt Right Arrow.
Trip ID 208.
And
Column
again.
2.
And again.
Status. Scheduled. Column 3.
And again.
Details. Pickup dash 770 Center Street, Newton Drop dash off dash Washington Street, Canton Fair dash $3.35. Cancel trip button map. Trip button copy. Trip button. Column end of row.
Now I'm at the end of the row. If I down arrow, that will bring me to the next row where, among other things,
drop dash off dash Washington Fair dash $3.35. Cancel trip button.
And I could cancel the trip here if I wanted to. So that is laid out very nicely. And we'll see after I schedule the trip how we can come right back here and we can see very clearly whether we've scheduled it correctly or not. I'll hit H to go to the next heading.
Past trips heading level 2.
Here we have a table laid out similarly where we can review our past trips. H again.
Profile heading level 3.
Profile, I think that's, how long have I been with the ride? I'll hit H again.
Balance heading level 3.
Here, very useful. I can see what my balance is. I'll down arrow.
Present $38.35. Available $35.00.
So it told me the overall balance and what has been reserved. So there's $3.35 reserved for the upcoming trip. Now to schedule a trip, I'm going to hit Insert F7 for the list of links.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Schedule a new trip right double angle bracket. 8 of 8.
And I landed right on schedule a new trip. If I hadn't, I would have hit Insert F7 and hit the letter S to get to schedule a new trip. I'll hit Enter on that.
Enter. Dash or dash Google Chrome. Schedule a trip dash Google Chrome dash David. Schedule a trip. Page has one heading and 5. Schedule a trip.
I'm now on the schedule a trip page. I'm going to hit F to jump to the first form field. We have a number of radio buttons, edit fields, combo boxes here, and they behave as they're supposed to behave. I don't know which one is first, so I'm just going to hit F to get to the first form field.
Round dash trip radio button checked. 1 of 6.
And to simplify, I'm going to make it a one-way, so I'll hit F one more time.
1-way radio button not checked. 2 of 6.
I'll spacebar to check that.
Space. Schedule a trip. Radio button checked 1-way 2 of 6.
I'm going to hit F to get to the next form field.
Combo box. Please enter an address dot dot dot.
This is the pickup address.
Enter. Combo box. Please enter an address dot dot dot.
And this will be from the Carroll Center for the Blind. That's 770 Center Street. And I'll hit 7 to get to that quickly in the combo box.
7. 770 Center Street, Newton, MA02.
I'll tab now to the drop-off point.
Combo box. Please enter an address dot dot dot.
This is going to be 95. So I'll hit 9 till I get to that.
9. 91 Sydney Street. 9. 95. USA.
Now I find sometimes it behaves a little bit better if I simply hit Enter to lock that in.
Enter. Expanded. List. With 10 of...
And Escape to get out.
Escape. Virtual PC cursor.
You may not need to do that. You may simply be able to tab to the next field. But I'll now hit F to get to that next field.
Swap locations button.
F again.
Depart radio button checked. 3 of 4.
Here I have the choice of departure time or arrival time. I'll stick on depart. If I want to do arrival, I'd down arrow to that.
Arrive radio button not checked. 4 of 4.
But I'm going to stay on depart.
Depart radio button checked. 3 of 4.
Now I'll tab.
Arrive radio button not checked. 4 of 4. Edit has pop-up menu.
Now this edit field is the date. So I'm going to put in tomorrow's date. I will hit E and Enter to get into this edit field.
Edit has pop-up menu. Enter.
And I'll put in tomorrow's date.
1/2/0/4/2/0/2/1.
I'll tab once.
Choose date button.
And I'll hit Enter or Space to actually choose that date.
Space. Edit. 12/04/2021.
I find I need to escape to get out of that field.
Escape. Virtual PC cursor.
Now I'll go to the next form field, which should be the hour.
Choose date button. At combo box. Hour.
I'll hit Enter to get into this.
Enter. Combo box. Hour.
We're going to make it 2 p.m. So I'll hit 2 for the hour.
2.
I'll tab once, and that's the minutes.
Combo box. Minute.
We'll make it 30, so I can hit 3.
3. 30.
There we are. I'll tab one more.
Combo box. A.M.
So we have A.M. or P.M. I'll hit P to make it P.M.
P. P.M.
I'll tab again.
Next rightwards arrow button. Alt plus N.
And I'll hit Enter or Space on the next button.
Space. Schedule a trip.
Now on this next page, I'll hit Control Home to be sure I'm at the top.
Schedule a trip.
Here we can select any equipment that is going with us, as well as whether we have additional passengers. The equipment is a combo box. I'll hit C to get to it. If I wasn't sure what it was, I would just hit F.
Combo box. Dash dash select equipment dash dash.
And I would hit Enter to get into there. I would down arrow to the type of equipment I have, and I would select that. I don't have any equipment, so now I'm going to go to the next field, which is actually a button.
Plus add traveler button.
And if I hit Enter a space on this, that would add an additional traveler beyond myself. I don't have any additional travelers, so I'll hit B again for button to get to the next button.
Leftwards arrow back, alt next rightwards arrow, alt plus N button.
And I'll hit Enter a space on that.
Space. Submit my trip request button.
So I'm ready to submit my request. I'll start from the top of the page again with Control Home.
Schedule a trip.
And before I submit, I can double check by hitting T for table.
Table with 3 columns and 2 rows. Itinerary. Column 1. Row 1. Time.
I'll hit Control Alt down arrow.
Depart 12/04/2021, 2:30 p.m. Row 2.
Control Alt Right Arrow.
Start 770 Center Street, Newton, MA02458, USA. Column 2.
I'll go to the right again. Control Alt Right Arrow.
And 90 MA02021, USA. Column 3.
Now there is a second table. I won't go to that, but it's set out very clearly. Where I could double check on the number of passengers as well as my equipment. I'm just going to hit B to get to the submit button.
Leftwards arrow back, Alt, submit my trip group space. Dashboard, pages 5 headings and 8 left.
I'm brought back to the dashboard. I'll hit Control Home to start at the top of the page.
Dashboard.
And I can go back to that table to check whether that upcoming trip is registered in there correctly. So we have a second way we can verify or confirm. I'll hit T for table.
Table with 4 columns and 3 rows.
I'll hit Control Alt down arrow.
Friday 12/03/2021.
One more to get to tomorrow's trip.
Saturday 12/04/2021 requested pickup time -2:30 p.m. Row 3.
I'll move to the right. Control Alt right arrow.
Trip ID 20. Column 2.
And again.
Status waitlisted. Column 3.
Again.
Details. Pickup -770 Center Street, Newton drop -off -9. Fare $3.35. Cancel trip button. Map trip button. End of row.
Now, if I down arrow once.
Drop -off -90. Fare $3.35.
We have additional information in the second row. I'll down arrow again. That moves me from left to right.
Cancel trip button.
And I could enter a space on this and confirm that I want to cancel it, which I won't do. I'll hit H for heading. And we'll see that my reserved amount of funds has been changed to reflect this.
Past trips profile heading balance heading level 3.
I'll down arrow to hear the balance again.
Present colon $38.35 available colon $31.65.
So I have about $6.70 reserved because I have an upcoming trip this afternoon as well as the one that I have scheduled for tomorrow. It's very quick and clean. And using standard screen reader keystrokes, you can get through this very quickly and reliably. You also have several opportunities to verify that you have scheduled things correctly. This is a big improvement over the previous route match system for scheduling trips. I encourage you to use this. It's so much quicker than calling up track and waiting on hold. And you'll be sure that you schedule things correctly because you do it yourself.
I don't think it's perfect from accessibility because some of those things weren't labeled really effectively, like your pickup and your drop off.
It was the date. Now, I also did tab around, but the date, it isn't labeled. The hours, you know, I tabbed to them. Yeah, I guess I should hear it say hour as I'm going. But if I'd gotten out of the combo box and up arrowed above it, it would be all right. But, you know, is it perfect? No, but you know, once you use it once or twice, you get through it really fast, and you know, it's like it's so much better than the older system because the combo boxes in the old one, they didn't work anything like what you were used to combo boxes.
You didn't use headings to navigate around. I'm wondering if it's structured well for headings, but I wonder if there were headings implemented that would have made navigation more clear as to what you were doing in which sections.
Well, when you're on the main dashboard page, it's very nice with headings. There's just 4 or 5 headings, and you can get quickly to your basic information. I didn't really play around with headings in the form fields. I'll check whether they're okay, simply because I just moved form field to form field. So I don't know if there are already headings, much in terms of headings in the forms fields. I did all my navigating just by going form by form.
David, can you use Insert F5 to get the full layout of all of the forms on each page?
Oh, yeah. In fact, with the Insert F5, there might be some labels on some things that weren't labeled there. But if I remember, the date itself isn't labeled. But, you know, once you figure it out, well, it's the only edit field. Yeah, there might be a couple of things that are better labeled using the Insert F5. I'll play with that a bit.
Yeah, David, this is Bruce again. I think it was the your starting point and your destination that weren't labeled well either. That was the problem. It was the two addresses didn't make it clear which was which.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you tab, it should say, you know, from or pickup or something as you're even tabbing through it. That shouldn't matter. But I think if you don't tab, you know, if I escaped out of the combo box and up arrowed, I think I would find the label there. We're supposed to hear those as we tab, or from an accessibility point of view, that would be better to actually hear those, I think.
When I signed up for it recently, I went through it. I thought it was asking me for a new password after you put in your age, you know, your date of birth. So I actually created, I think, a new password. I thought it was requiring that, but apparently not. It had my old destinations in there. So, but if I want to add a new destination so that I can just use that system other than calling them, is there a process on the page itself, or is there a separate link you have to go to add additional destinations?
There was a form that I know people filled out at first. And like you, actually, I'm not sure if I ever filled out the form for myself. I think I did just to try it out. But I had a number of addresses in there that were pretty much the addresses I want already without going in there. You might try the form again. I'm not sure whether that would kick out some of your existing addresses. That I'm not entirely sure of.
Thank you so much, David. Much appreciated.